You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast. On today's episode, Pokemon Let's Go. Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, the Pikachu to my Ash, Chad.
Hey, Pokemon fans.
So we've got a very Pokemon-focused episode in store for you guys today. There was some pretty big announcements earlier this week. But before we get into Pokemon, let's talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing in the last week?
Well, you know, it's been a very, very busy week this week, but I have managed to squeeze in some time for some Hyrule Warriors, of course. And also, I downloaded the free game Pokemon Quest, which released just a couple days ago. So I've been trying that out, and I believe you have as well. And
yes.
I look forward to discussing that with you here.
Yeah, so same here. It's been a very busy week. I have not been able to play hardly anything. But I did download and play a match on the Rocket League. They just had the Salty Shores update, so I tried out the new beach stage, and that was pretty neat. And I also downloaded the Sushi Strikers demo that's available on the eShop. That's an interesting game. It had more story and voice acting than I was anticipating for a puzzle game. But I did enjoy what I played of it.
That's right. Same here. I downloaded it as well. And, yeah, I did enjoy what little bit I played of it as well.
Yeah, I kind of actually thought after playing the demo, I think I'll buy this game, and I looked it up and saw that it's going to be $49.99 on the Switch when it comes off, so I may wait for a sale on that
one. Oh my, yeah, that's a pretty big price on a game like that.
For sure. So, but it is fun for what it is. I just don't know if I'm ready to put $50 down on it.
Right.
And then, yeah, the other game I played is Pokemon Quest, which Nintendo released just a couple of days ago, and it's one of those kind of free to start games, so you can download it for free if you've got a Switch. Definitely check it out. Man, I didn't have really any expectations going into it, but I don't know that it's for me. You know, it reminds me of a lot of just kind of like a phone game, and I know it's coming. They said to smartphones, I think at the end of June, maybe sometime soon.
Okay.
But it's neat. It's just, I don't know if I'm going to stick with it or not.
It's very square.
So. Yes. It kind of, to me, I don't know if you've played it, but it had a Crossy Road look to me.
A little bit, yes.
Crossy Road / Minecraft. Everything's kind of blocky and isometric view and all that. But it is neat, and yeah. I'll plan on playing it a little bit more.
I mean, it was free, so I don't expect a whole lot from it. But yeah,
exactly.
I agree with what you said.
It looks like a lot of things are kind of placed on timers. And you can pay some money to skip past the timers, kind of like Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. And I get why that's popular. It's just not really how I like to play games.
I understand, yeah.
So, but anyway, it won't cost you anything to download and try, so it's worth checking out. And then lastly, after seeing these Pokemon announcements, I re-downloaded Pokemon Go to my phone and have played it the last couple of days. And, wow, they've added a lot of stuff to that game since I tried it a couple of years ago.
Getting into that a little late, maybe. So.
Yeah, it looks like they're up to 300 and something Pokemon on there. When I last played it was the original 150. So, but I thought, well, I might as well try and collect some Pokemon over the next few months since I'll be able to transfer them into these upcoming Switch games.
Right.
So speaking of the upcoming Switch games, let's get right into our main topic, and that's Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee editions. So the main topic for this week is obviously going to be Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu Edition and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee Edition. These are the new Pokemon games that were just announced for the Nintendo Switch coming. It's releasing worldwide November 16th of this year, 2018. And we are very excited about both these games. We found out about these games months ago with the rumors, which all seemed like they turned out to be true. But it was officially revealed this last Tuesday night here in America. I think it was about 9:30 p.m. where we live. And it was actually Wednesday morning in Japan. So it was a Japanese-only press conference. held by Nintendo and the Pokemon Company. And they announced these new games coming out from the Nintendo Switch. And we found out quite a bit of details. Again, we knew a lot of them from the rumors, but they basically confirmed those and also it gave us some more information. We got screenshots of the game. We got a new trailer for the game. So we found out quite a bit about these games, and that's what we want to talk about today. So the games are based on Generation 1 Pokemon games. So that would be Red, Green, Blue, and Yellow. So in America, we got Red and Blue, and then Yellow. And in Japan, they got Red and Green first, then Blue, and then Yellow. So, and they're specifically based on Pokemon Yellow, which was in Japan called the Special Pikachu Edition. And it was first launched in Japan in 1998. So thinking about them being released here in 2018 is exactly 20 years after Pokemon Yellow, which it's most based on. So I thought that was kind of neat. And the game will have basically the original 151 Pokemon. They say they will include some of the Alola Pokemon or Alolan Pokemon from Pokemon Sun and Moon. But I think it's basically probably going to be the variants of the original 151 Pokemon. I don't think we'll see anything but the original 151. Chad, what did you think as you were kind of seeing this information come in about these games?
Well, you know, since the Special Pikachu Edition was released 20 years ago, I would have been 3. So I wasn't into Pokemon at that early of an age. Whenever I got, you know, 10 or so, Pokemon had already started to phase out. It just wasn't quite as big in my generation as I'm sure it was yours. And I didn't get into Pokemon until just a few years ago. And I replayed most of the games. I haven't played the ones on the DS, but I really enjoyed the Sun and Moon with the Alolan Pokemon. Had a really, really fun time with that. So I'm really glad that they're including these in this new games because these have special meaning to me since I didn't get to enjoy the original as soon as they came out. I kind of got a new generation here. So I was very excited to hear all this news.
Yeah, for sure. And that actually, I didn't even realize you were literally 3 years old when this game came out. But to me, the original 151 are like the Pokemon to me. And I like some of the other Pokemon released in later generations, but the 151 to me are, if I think of Pokemon, that's what I think of. And to someone like you who didn't grow up with those games, do you feel like the original 150 are special or do they all just kind of run together?
No, they definitely don't all run together. I got into Pokemon Go just as soon when it came out, but I dropped off real quick and they had the original 151 in there. So that was kind of the ones I started playing with as well. But I did watch the anime series when I was younger, and so that was the original 151 in there as well. And those are the core Pokemon to me. When I think of Pokemon, those are the ones I think of. I don't think of the Generation 2, 3. I don't really even know much about them. So
yeah, well, that's interesting. I was just curious. Yeah. So when this game hit in America, I was the perfect age for it. I was like 12 or 13 years old when Pokemon Blue came out, and I played that just nonstop for a year and a half. And the Pokemon phenomenon was just absolutely huge. There's a lot of fads that come and go here in the U.S. It seems like there's something every year. And talking about Pokemon, I'd say Pokemon Go was one of the biggest fads we've had in a while, but I don't think in my lifetime, I don't know that anything compares to how Pokemon was when it first came to America. It was just absolutely huge because it was not only a monster video game, but it was a monster TV show, a monster trading card game. And there was toys. There was just everything you could think of. It was just anywhere you went, it was just all Pokemon. And so I am just thrilled that they are going back to Generation 1 myself. Like you said, Pokemon Go started the original 151, and that made me really excited when I found that out because those are my Pokemon, I feel like. But, you know, anyone that's probably played Pokemon Go, and I know they've, especially downloading and kind of seeing how it is now, they've added a ton of stuff to it, but I wouldn't call that a real deep game. You know, it's very You know, you can spend just a few minutes with it every day and you're fine, or skip a day. There's not just a huge story to it. And so even with it having the original 151, I kind of fell off of it. But I'm really excited about these games going back to Gen 1 and seemingly will kind of follow the story that Pokemon Yellow did. So I'm just super excited about that. It's the perfect thing for my generation that grew up with these as their favorite games, to me, to jump back in. And it's great for people like you who didn't grow up with Generation 1 to kind of see what all the fuss and hype was originally about.
Right, yeah.
So I'm just thrilled about them going back to Generation 1. And like we said, the game's going to focus on the original 151. However, the Pokemon CEO who was up there at this conference, he said that there will be one completely all-new Pokemon never before seen that will be in this game. Now, I'm assuming it may be a new legendary or something. I'm assuming it's going to be something that's going to be hard to find and hard to capture. But I think that is a really cool thing they're doing. For someone looking for something new, there is going to be an all-new Pokemon that none of us have ever heard or seen about before in this game. So really looking forward to catching all the Pokemon. It seems like, and them just having, 151 or 152, it actually seems doable. You know, some of these other games, you're trying to catch hundreds and hundreds of Pokemon, and I just don't have the time anymore and where I am in my life to catch everything. But this actually seems doable, and it's actually Pokemon I care about catching. So
right, yeah, I totally understand. I'm a completionist. I like to get it all. Sure. I like to catch them all, I guess you could say. But
exactly.
Whenever you have to catch hundreds and hundreds, it gets a little old after a while.
It does. And another difference in this game from the previous ones is that, judging from the trailer, you can be either a boy or a girl trainer. And I know that it's been like that for the last several Pokemon generations. But in Generation 1, it definitely wasn't this way. You could only play as a boy. So I'm glad that they, are bringing in some of the more modern things into this Generation 1 game. It's great for all the girls or guys who play this game and want to play as a girl character. And also, with this version of the game, depending on which edition you buy, so you can buy the Pikachu edition or the Eevee edition, and depending on which one you buy, your starter Pokemon will be Pikachu or Eevee. And one thing I really like is that rather than just being inside their Pokeball as you walk around the world, they're going to actually be with you. So it looks like, I think Pikachu hangs out on your shoulder and Eevee sits on your head when you're walking around. And I just love this touch here to this game. And Pokemon Yellow on the Game Boy, that was the first game where Pikachu would literally follow Ash, follow Ash around wherever he went. And I, as a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing, that, hey, this Pokemon's actually following me around wherever I go.
So in Blue or Red, he wouldn't do that?
He wouldn't. Okay. There was no Pokemon following you in Blue or Red. So I absolutely love that addition to that game. And I've always liked in future Pokemon games where they allow that. It gets you you have a special connection with your starter Pokemon. As we said, these are kind of remakes, reimaginings of Gen 1, but there are quite a few differences. And obviously there needs to be. There's a lot of differences even in like Pokemon Sun and Moon, for instance, compared to Pokemon Blue and Red. You know, those games, they had a lot of things that were annoying and hard to deal with that they've consistently improved over each generation. I would compare it somewhat to Animal Crossing. You know, I love Animal Crossing on the GameCube, and I know you do as well. But over the years, each game they make little changes that make things a little easier. And that's basically what they've done with Pokemon. So I think there'll be a lot of what they call kind of quality of life changes in this game. But another huge change, and one that hasn't changed since Generation 1, is how you capture wild Pokemon. So from Pokemon Red and Blue all the way up to Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, if you want to catch a wild Pokemon, you've got to battle them and deplete their health and try to catch them with a Pokeball. And this game, that is not how you're going to do it. It's going to be very similar to Pokemon Go, where you just kind of flick a Pokeball at them and hope to catch them. This is a huge change, and I know some people are pretty upset about it. What do you think about it, Chad?
Well, I mean, it seems like they are kind of catering to the people that play Pokemon Go, to me, because that's how you play it in Pokemon Go. You don't have to battle them. You just flick the Pokeball unless you're doing like a raid boss or something. But it seems like that's what they're kind of leaning towards with this game. And I don't know. I know that they have another Pokemon announcement for next year, which I think is going to be a little more to what we're used to, I guess you could say.
Right, like a core game, they're calling it, yes.
Right, and I'm wondering if they're just trying to do this one to get everyone that's interested in Pokemon Go that aren't real big Pokemon fans on the DS or 3DS, trying to lean them towards that, just trying to get them interested in it right now.
I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that's exactly what they're doing. Man, so many people, his first interaction with Pokemon, the Pokemon franchise, was Pokemon Go. And so while someone like me has been catching Pokemon in the wild the same way for 20-plus years, other people, the only way they know is Pokemon Go, and it's so different. And I think they're really trying to bring in the Pokemon Go crowd and even make it easier for younger players to catch these Pokemon. And, you know, I've thought about it, and I'm okay with this change, honestly, especially if you're going to try to capture all 151. You know, I'm okay if it's a little quicker to catch them than in previous games. So, you know, I'm definitely willing to go with this. I mean, we don't have a choice anyway. If we want to play a Pokemon game this year, this is what's going to be.
This is what it is.
I could definitely see them changing it on next year's game, which we'll get into that game here in a little bit. I could definitely see them going back. But I honestly don't have a problem with this.
Right. You know, I've got friends that they don't play video games. They've never touched a 3DS Pokemon game. They play Pokemon Go still, though. And the hype for Pokemon Go has died down, I believe. But it's still huge. This game still has a big following. You can just see everybody standing in front of the stores that have a raid boss or a gym. There's still a really big following for that game. And I think that's a very smart move by Nintendo making this game to incorporate some of the Pokemon Go aspects of it and to lure them into actual video games.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like you say, people think, oh, Pokemon Go, that's done. But there's still millions of people playing it. And, you know, the Pokemon games, like on the Game Boy Advance, DS, 3DS, they sold a lot. They'll be some of the top-selling games for the system, but it's still only, you know, 10, 15 million copies maybe on some of the highest-selling ones. Well, when you're talking about a smartphone and a game like Pokemon Go, I mean, it's literally been downloaded, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of times. So even if it's a tenth of what it was, there's still a ton of people playing that game. And I think even down to the title, they're trying to say to the Pokemon Go crowd, like, hey, this is your next game. Right. And I think it's very smart for them to do this. And, you know, for the people that like to battle, that's not going away at all. They specifically said that any trainers, and if you've played a core Pokemon game, you run into trainers all throughout the entire story mode. I mean, just one after another, when you're in between towns, you're going to run into 10 or 15 trainers that want to battle you. And those battles will still play out just like the old games. You will have to pit your Pokemon against that trainer's Pokemon, and it'll be a battle to see who can win. So for people that like the battling aspect, that's still going to be there. It's just you're not going to have to battle all the wild Pokemon. So to me, that's a pretty happy compromise. You know, if there was just no battling at all, I would almost say, what's the point of this being a Pokemon game? You know, but to me, it's kind of a happy medium. So I'm glad to see that the battling is going to stay the same, and I'm okay with trying out this new way of capturing Pokemon. I will say one more thing about capturing the Pokemon. If you watch the trailer, and everyone should, it's a great trailer. All the people that they show catching Pokemon are swinging the Joy-Con like they're throwing a Pokeball. And hey, that's great. I can get behind the ideas. Oh, it's like you're making a throwing motion. But they have said that you can use a button as well. So if you're worried or say, I don't want to be flinging my arms around to catch Pokemon, you're not going to have to. They've got to make this game be able to be played in handheld mode. And if you're playing in handheld mode, you're not going to be wanting to fling your Switch around the room. So if you see that and think, well, this looks lame, you know, trust me, they have said you can use a button as well to throw these Pokeballs. So,
okay, well, that's helpful.
Thought that was worth mentioning because, you know, I'll probably try throwing a Pokeball, but I don't think I'm going to want to play the entire game that way.
When you're sitting in a restaurant or at the airport and trying to swing
clawing at the air.
Right.
Exactly. So another big change, and to me another first for the Pokemon series, is, and they show this in the trailer, it looks like, you know, this is a single Joy-Con game, so you can play with just one Joy-Con, and that's how they kind of show someone playing the game. Well, all of a sudden, a friend shows up, grabs the other Joy-Con, and just shakes it, and magically on the screen, another Pokemon trainer appears, and they start going around playing the story together, and battling together, and capturing Pokemon together, and so... You know, my dream, my one big hope for this game came true when I saw that. This is going to be a co-op game. Two players can adventure at the same time. They can explore, battle, and catch Pokemon all together. And I am super excited about this.
Right, same here. When I saw the second trainer appear on the screen, I was like, well, there's Brandon.
So- exactly. I was thinking the same thing. There's my co-host right there. And I can't wait to play through the story together when this game comes out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think this has been something that I've wanted just for a long time, and I'm so glad to see that they're including it in this game.
Right, yeah, I really can't believe it. But the Switch, I can't think of a better console for them to incorporate this either.
Exactly. You've already got the two controllers there. If you have a single Switch, you've got really everything you need.
Right.
I'm really curious to see if they'll also have a way to play this co-op mode with two Switches via local wireless. I really hope they do. Everything they've shown has just been on one single Switch, so it almost makes it think they may not. But I would love this ability for those that both have the game and have Switches. I think it would be cool if they'd let you do this as well. I was looking up yesterday, and they did say that there will be local wireless for battling and trading Pokemon. So just like you've been able to do on like the 3DS, you will be able to, you know, I can take my Pokemon on my Switch and battle you locally, wirelessly on our two Switches.
Okay.
So they're going to have that ability there. I would love for them to also offer the co-op this way. And I just don't know. We just don't know yet.
Right, right.
But even if they don't, I'm really glad they were able to get this integrated into the game. And if they take anything from this game for the next one, I hope they keep the co-op mode. So another big change with the Pokemon Let's Go games compared to the previous generation games is that it's going to integrate with Pokemon Go for the smartphones. So it's going to do this a couple of ways. One is that Pokemon that you originally discovered in the Kanto region that you've caught in Pokemon Go can be brought into Pokemon Let's Go, either Pikachu or Eevee edition. So basically, any of the original 151 Pokemon that you've captured maybe in Pokemon Go on your smartphone, there's going to be a way where you can transfer these Pokemon into the Pokemon games on the Switch. And also, it shows in the trailer, it shows you being able to send presents from Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch into Pokemon Go on your phone. And I don't know exactly what these will be. They kind of leave it as a mystery for now. But I think it'd be cool if you could send Pokeballs or potions or something from that you bought at the Pokemart and Pokemon Let's Go into Pokemon Go on your smartphone. That'd be cool if you could do something like that.
That would be really neat, yeah.
So along with that Pokemon Go integration is they've announced a new accessory. And this I think we're both excited about. It's called the Pokeball Plus. And it basically is like a real life Pokeball, and, you know, and as far as the looks of it. And it's also launching on November 16th of this year, right alongside with Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch. And it has several different features. It rumbles. Now, I don't know if it's HD rumble or not. They didn't say, but it does rumble, and it has both light and sound capabilities. And they show you being able to, in the trailer, they show you being able to transfer one of your Pokemon you've caught in the Switch game into this Pokeball Plus and take it with you. And they say walk around with it and maybe it will gain experience or gain items or something, where they're not super clear. But I'm really excited about this Pokeball Plus and definitely want to buy one. What did you think about it?
Oh, I couldn't have been more excited about it. When I didn't know exactly what it was. It looks like it's a controller as well.
That's right. So. They say you can use it as a Joy-Con for Pokemon Let's Go. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to use it in other games or not. It almost sounds like you might be able to. And you had to kind of look at the trailer real close. I didn't catch it till like the third time I watched it, but the button of the Pokeball is actually a control stick. Right. So you can walk around with it. And it does look kind of funny in your hand using it as a controller, but it is also kind of neat that they did that.
Right, yeah. I think I'll probably just get too excited and start throwing it at things, just trying to capture everything.
I did see on the website that it does come with a wrist strap, and I'm sure parents with kids that give them this might want to make sure their kids have it strapped to their wrist so there's no broken TVs.
Right. It pretty much just looks like a round Joy-Con, just about, probably not as many buttons.
Exactly.
But I'm very curious on what the price tag on this is going to be. If you can use it as a controller, Switch controllers are not cheap. So I am very interested in that.
Yeah, what is a single Joy-Con if you buy it? I think is it $40?
I think so.
Do you have any guesses on how much this Pokeball Plus is going
to
be?
I'd say minimum 40, but probably up to 50.
Yeah, I'm thinking $49.99 myself. I don't think that this is going to be a cheap item. At the same time, I must have it, so right. I'll be buying it regardless.
The Pokemon Plus bracelets for Pokemon Go, I believe they were $35, and I'm not sure exactly what you use them for, but...
Yeah, so
it's a pretty good price tag on those already.
It sounds like, I was reading the website about this accessory, and it sounds like this will also have the same functions as the Pokemon Go bracelet. So if you have never bought one, but we're kind of wanting one, it sounds like if you buy this Pokeball Plus, it will also work in Pokemon Go and whatever. I got out of Pokemon Go before I ever purchased one of these bracelets, but whatever capabilities that bracelet gave you, I think this Pokeball will give you as well.
Same thing.
So okay. So if you're into both Pokemon Go and into this new game on the Switch, sounds like this accessory will do some things in both games. So maybe it will help people swallow the price, whatever it ends up being, a little easier. So that's kind of the main differences or additions to these Pokemon Let's Go games for the Switch. But there are a few other things that we found out. One of them, and it's to me is kind of a downside, is that they have come out and said that there are no online features planned for Pokemon Let's Go at all, only local multiplayer. So, you know, all the 3DS games, I think even some of the DS games, you've always been able to trade Pokemon online and battle them online. With this version of the game, you're not going to be able to do that unless they add it in the future.
I think this was a mistake on their part, especially since they're pushing their smartphone app so hard, the Nintendo Switch app. This would be, I would think, a great way to – you could put Pokemon Let's Go right up there beside Splatoon 2, have it where you can meet other trainers and then trade off your Pokemon and stuff like that and get items. I have, like, some daily things. Like, I think on this game you can switch Pikachu and Eevee's outfits. So you can give them outfits and everything. You get exclusive outfits through the app. I think that would be a great thing for them to do, but it doesn't sound like they're going to incorporate that at all.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, if you think about it, this game coming out in November, it's after Nintendo launches their Nintendo Switch Online paid service. So, I mean, obviously Smash Brothers is going to get a lot of people to sign up for this service. But, man, if anything would compete with Smash as far as getting people to sign up for this service, I think it'd be Pokemon. I mean, people are used to being able to trade and battle online. And I don't think it would matter if you told most of them, hey, you can do that, but you got to pay. I think they would.
I would.
I definitely would as well. The only thing I can think of is that, you know, they're trying to get these games out, and maybe the only way they were able to do it this year is to something had to go, and maybe this is what it was. Now, I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's the only thing I can think of, because all the games for the last several generations have had online play. And, you know, this, it's not going to affect me too much personally, because me and you both live in the same area. I plan on battling and trading Pokemon with you, and we'll be able to do that. But if you have a friend across the country or across the world, you're just out of luck. You're not going to be able to trade or battle with them. Hopefully, and I would assume this will come to the next game in the series on the Switch. And I would still love, even if it's a month or two, down the road, I'd love for them to add this as an update to the game.
Same here. I think it'd be really, really fun.
And you're right, I totally missed, you mentioned that you'll be able to change outfits on your starter Pokemon. I missed that when we were going through everything before. But yeah, they show both Pikachu and Eevee having several different outfits. So I'm really curious how you're going to earn those outfits and everything. But I thought that was a neat addition too.
That was very cool.
I think kind of like they're doing with Mario Odyssey, it'd be cool if they would release a, well, I guess they said there's no online capabilities, but another missed opportunity, because it'd be cool if they'd release different outfits every month or something.
That would be really neat, yeah.
But anyway, I am excited about that and did miss that previously. Another thing, and we've alluded to it several times, is that they've come out and said that not only are we getting, you know, Pokemon Let's Go this year, but they are hard at work on the next core series Pokemon RPG title, and it's coming in the second half of 2019. So for people that don't like the changes they've made to this game, specifically how you catch the Pokemon, there's a game coming for you next year as well. And they act like it's not going to be a remake or any of the previous generations. It's going to be an all-new generation, an all-new story. And I'm super excited about that too. You know, they say the second half of 2019. I can't remember the last time a Pokemon came out other than in November. So I would assume November 2019 is probably when we're getting this game. And they also, the only other thing they really said about this 2019 Pokemon game is that that they said the Let's Go games are more focused on home gaming, but next year games will be more about handheld elements. And to me, this means surely they're going to have some more online features, maybe some more local wireless features with these new games coming in 2019. It seems like in the trailer, most of the footage they show is with the Switch docked. I thought that was interesting.
Right.
And it just sounds like that's kind of what they're going for with this one, the games this year, but next year's games will be more focused on handheld elements. I don't know exactly what all that will entail, but I am very happy that not only are we getting Pokemon Let's Go this year, but we have a new Pokemon game to look forward to next year.
Right. Gives you something to look forward to. That'd be great.
Exactly. Man, I think Nintendo's going to sell a lot of Switches this holiday season.
If Smash doesn't do it for you, this is where the rest of the fans are. If they're not Smash fans, they are Pokemon fans.
Sure. You know, we got Mario and Zelda last year, and I'm like, how will they ever top this? And, you know, I don't know for sure that this year will top it to me, because I love my Mario and my Zelda games. But, man, Pokemon and Smash Brothers, that's got to be right on up there and probably higher in sales than what Mario and Zelda are going to be. So I think Nintendo's going to have trouble keeping Switches on the shelves, in all honesty, this holiday.
Glad we got ours ahead of the game here.
Oh, yeah. Glad we're prepared and ready to go. Speaking of which, have you pre-ordered the game yet?
I haven't. I can't decide if I want to get both or Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu or Eevee. I'm not sure which one to go for.
Me either. I did go ahead and pre-order Pokemon Go Pikachu Edition, but I probably will pick up both. I'll probably talk myself into it.
I don't know what all the differences are going to be. Usually there'll be some exclusive Pokemon to either one, but if they're the original 151, I don't exactly know what the exclusive content would be.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll, and I'm sure they'll release more information and help us decide.
Right.
But no matter what, we're getting one edition at the very least on launch day.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully there'll be a midnight launch for this as well.
Me too. I really hope they do that. I would imagine there would be. So moving along, you know, we learned a lot about these games, but we also have some questions and that I'm hoping we'll get answered before the release. And I thought we'd run through those real quick, if you don't mind. And we kind of already touched on this. My first one and my main one was, you know, can you play co-op local wireless? I really, really hope you can, but they just haven't said. Another question I had was, you know, say co-op is only on one Switch, but could you play the entire story co-op from start to finish? Are there just going to be sections of the game that are co-op? I really hope, you know, especially if you've got a couple of young kids or something, that they'll be able to play through the story from start to finish co-op. They haven't really said, but, you know, I don't know if when you get to the end of the game, you know, does it just go to one player? Or is there any point in the game where it just goes down to one player? I don't know.
Right.
But I hope that the entire game will be playable co-op.
Same here.
Another question I have is, do the Pokemon that you transfer from Pokemon Go from your smartphone, do those go into your main party in the game and count? You know, if I call a Butterfree in Pokemon Go and transfer it to Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch, does it show up in my Pokedex? Can I add it to my party of Pokemon? Or is it going to be, are those going to go into a separate part of the game? You know, in the trailer, they show them going into, like, Pokemon Go Park or something. And I'm wondering, what is that? Is it just a holding area for them to transfer them into your game? Or is it going to be like a side game? And I just don't know. I really hope that they'll allow you to put them into your party.
Right. I know on some of the previous games, you had to be a certain level. So if your Pokemon were, like, you know, a level 79, you had to have so many badges before you could...
That's true.
...command yes. that Pokemon. So, that would stop some people that, you know, have crazy high legendary Pokemon and stuff on their Go account. If they transfer it over, so they can't just blow through the game, you know?
True. Yeah, there's just a lot of questions about how the transferring process is and what you can do with those Pokemon you transfer that I'm hoping that we'll get some clarification on. I do hope that that's the case, though, because, again, I want to collect all 151. And if I was able to, you know, catch 20% of them, maybe, say, in Pokemon Go on my smartphone and transfer them over, that might be the only way I'm actually able to collect them all. So
right.
It remains to be seen. Another question I had is, are Pokemon that are captured during co-op play available to both players or just player one? It definitely shows when you've got a co-op partner that you're able to both throw Pokeballs at the Pokemon and try to capture it. What happens when you capture it? Who gets it? Does player one get it or player two? I just don't know.
These are all very good questions.
It'd be kind of a bummer if only player one got it and you wanted to play with your friend, but basically the whole time you're playing with your friend, you're not making any progress in your own game.
Right.
So I hope there's some way to do that. I would hope that if you caught a Pokemon with two people, that maybe you'd even get two, you know, you'd get it times two. You'd get two copies of that Pokemon, and you could transfer one to your friends.
Right.
To me, that would be a great solution. But again, who knows? And then one of the last questions I had is, will Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, and Eevee Edition, will they feature Amiibo support at all? Like, the trailer never shows. I've watched it several times. It never shows an Amiibo. You know, they could easily put a Pikachu Amiibo or a Jigglypuff Amiibo or one of them that they've released, but they don't, and they don't say anything about it. And I'm just curious, will it have Amiibo support?
The only Pokemon Amiibos that we have are from the Smash Brothers and then the Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
This could start a whole new wave of Amiibo if they wanted to, because I can guarantee you they would sell.
Oh, for sure.
They would fly off the shelves.
The original 151 Pokemon, even if they just took the 25 most popular ones of the 151, I mean, to me, those would just instantly sell.
Right.
But I just don't know. Seems like the Pokemon company has been a little more hesitant to have Amiibos compared to all the other Nintendo franchises. Like you say, there hasn't been very many released. The only other one I can think of is, didn't they release an Amiibo card for Pokken? With Mewtwo,
Shadow Mewtwo, they did.
Yeah, so I mean, you're talking about a handful of Amiibo products that are Pokemon related.
Right.
And I just don't know.
Yeah, if they wanted to do all 151, the cards would be the smart way to go. I like the figures better, but to store 151 Pokemon Amiibo would take up some space.
Yeah, it was bad enough collecting all the Smash Brothers Amiibo, and that was just, what, 50 or 60 maybe?
Something like that.
So, yeah, the card thing makes a lot of sense to me. If they were to sell blind packs of six cards or something, I mean, they would make so much money.
People are used to buying Pokemon cards already. If they just get some to have some Amiibo support for video games, I think they would sell equally as well.
Yeah, or what about this? What about Pokemon trading card game cards that have the Amiibo support built in? They could charge a premium for them. Not only could you use them in your Pokemon Switch game, but you could use them if you play the Pokemon trading card game.
I would buy them.
I mean, there's a lot of things they could do. It's just hard to know whether they will or if this Pokeball Plus will be the only accessory for the game. It's hard to say.
If they're not giving us internet access, then they should at least give us some good Amiibo.
I agree. I would love for them to do something like that as an Amiibo collector myself. So do you have any final thoughts regarding these games, Chad?
I'm just looking forward to November.
Me too. I'm sure we'll find out a lot more information, but this is, to my knowledge, is about all the information we have now. I think this is going to be an absolute smash hit for Nintendo. If they're able to get some of the Pokemon Go crowd that's never played a main series Pokemon game, as well as get a lot of the people that have been buying all the Pokemon games, and then people like me that played them and that played the originals but didn't play a lot of the ones in the middle, this game's going to appeal to just about everybody that's ever played anything Pokemon related. So I think it's going to be an absolute smash hit, and I cannot wait to learn more until November myself. Before we end today, I have just a few things to quickly go over. I want to remind everybody to please visit our show page on anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. Also, you can subscribe to the Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. You can listen through the Apple Podcast app, on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. And if you like the show, please rate it on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. You can also follow us on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod and on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.